7. The crowd is energetic. The stands are filling up, and we're about to go inside and find out what Microsoft is bringing to gaming in 07. Come on. Let's go see some good games.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Moore.
Welcome to the new E3. This will be the first E3 briefing in which every demo, in which every game you will be seeing will be coming this year. It's a lineup that's packed with the biggest blockbusters and the most exclusives. In fact, when you leave here tonight, I think you'll agree with me. This is the greatest holiday lineup in video game history. So sit back and have fun. We have all the games you want to play right here, right now. And this is Rock Band. And there it is, the world premiere of Rock Band, run very poorly by me, where you and your friends, who hopefully are better than me, can say, you can see how much fun it is, and play the bass and the drums all in one game and all in your living room. This game comes loaded with the songs you want to play, with a great mix of new and classic artists such as The Strokes, Nirvana, Black Sabbath, and The Who. Up next, we've got some real party animals in a game we're thrilled to debut tonight. Viva Pinata Party Animals is based on the hit animated TV series heading into its second season in over 20 countries. And with over 50 mini-games and races, it'll keep your living room buzzing for hours on end. Now, when we debuted this game at last year's E3, it won Best Role-Playing Game.
Now, it's taken the world by storm with a new anime TV series airing on Cartoon Network. And in sports, speed is everything. And who would know better than Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star running back from the New Orleans Saints, wow, Reggie Bush.
There you go. All right, Jeff. All right, Matt. Basically, we started backstage. As you know, I'm very excited about Xbox 360, this year's version, and Madden 2008. So how about we give them a little preview?
Why don't we show them that this game's got game like we started backstage, huh?
What's up?
Again, the
handoff. Oh, we got the outside. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Today, I'm happy to announce that we've eclipsed the 7 million member mark. As many of you know, one of the community's favorite attractions is Xbox Live Arcade. This is also something that is going to continue to grow the community and attract new members. Xbox 360 is the only console to offer on-demand movies and TV shows in both standard and high definition. In just 9 months, we've added more than 2,000 hours of entertainment content from 28 networks and studios. With 500 hours of high definition content, our HD library is more than twice the size of the nearest provider. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vice President, Corporate Officer, Shane Kim.
Now, Microsoft Game Studios, our mission is simple. Partner with the world's greatest creators to deliver the world's greatest games.
As you can see here tonight, Shanghai.
across a total of 10 locations. Each location will have dramatic weather effects, including snow and fog.
Lost Odyssey.
I'm here today to show you Gears on PC. Now, Gears was celebrated for its integrated co-op experience, and we're bringing that experience to Windows, courtesy of Games for Windows Live. I got a little demo up here. I'd like to invite my buddy Rod to show off with you. Just give me a second here, I'll fire it up. Gears of War on PC features 5 new single-player chapters. It features a new multiplayer mode, new multiplayer arenas, as well as new achievements. And after we shipped Gears on PC, we got a lot of feedback from people that they wanted to fight against the Brumac, which was that giant creature that you guys recall from the trailers. Well, now you're going to be able to see that. And I'm going to give you a brief demonstration of that battle right here.
There it is. Now what?
Now? Is it all?
Tonight I'm proud to announce the first wave of partners who've signed on to support this vision by adopting Games for Windows Live. Sega, Eidos, and THQ. To invite to the stage Grant Collier and Jason West of Infinity Ward to give you a deeper look at Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
So Xbox 360, we're going to be bringing out an online multiplayer beta. So we need everyone to go out and check CharlieOscarDelta.com for more details. Thank you very much.
The GTA 4 experience stops on other platforms. It continues on Xbox 360. 2 new exclusive episodes will be released by the spring of 2008, providing hours of entirely new gameplay for Xbox 360 owners. This commitment from Japanese publishers is so powerful that we decided to make an exception to tonight's holiday-only rule to show you the next installment of yet another franchise that will be appearing on Xbox for the first time.
That's one way to get by protected areas, but we're going to show you a different trick tonight. That guard standing over there is going to be a good way to create a diversion and distract the guards below.
Now, each generation brings with it a select few stories that are so captivating and so groundbreaking that they not only become instant classics, but they also revolutionize entertainment. Halo is an epic work of gaming fiction, but this live-action short offers a brief glimpse into the world of Halo 3 and a chance to believe.
Thank you.
beginning on September the 25th, Halo 3 will record the biggest launch in entertainment history. To celebrate this launch, we're announcing a new console for Halo Nation. Here it is. The Halo 3 Special Edition console launches worldwide in September, along with a lineup of Halo 3 themed accessories. So there you have it, the greatest holiday lineup in video game history. But before we go, let's make sure we finish the fight.
That you might escape the coming fire. The world will burn to the surface of that glass.
That is a wrap from the Microsoft press briefing for E3 2007. And as you've just seen, there's an unbelievable, tremendous amount of gaming goodness coming your way this holiday season, this week. So check back often, because I'm going to be here all week bringing the updates from E3 2007.